This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
And joining us this morning, Dr. Kundai Tanganyika. He is a cardiologist with Optum. Doctor, good morning. It's great to talk with you this week.
Good morning.
And we've been talking all month because February is National Heart Health Month. We have covered hypertension. We have covered cholesterol. And this week, we're going to be discussing risk factors of heart disease. So let's talk about some of those risk factors.
Okay. Yes, we've kind of mentioned a couple of them. You know, basically, we have the genetic component, and then we have the lifestyle side. And the lifestyle side is what we as individuals have to focus on. So some of the risk factors we've already mentioned would be high blood pressure.
Right.
We've also mentioned things like having high cholesterol. Other things that we haven't touched base include things like diabetes, being overweight, living a sedentary lifestyle. So those are some of those things as individuals we could at least work on.
Absolutely. And I'm sure when you first start talking with patients, doctor, you probably look at first approaching it from that lifestyle aspect, don't you?
Yes, definitely. I mean, some of the things we ask include questions like, how often does one exercise? And exercising does not mean, you know, running things like marathons, just doing basic things like at least 30 minutes of, you know, activity. That's where an individual can start. Other questions we ask is things like smoking. Smoking is a big risk factor for affecting your heart, you know, for your heart health. So individuals that are smoking, we're talking to them, encouraging them to stop smoking, you know, giving them tools or aids, you know, to help with smoking cessation.
And let's touch on the diabetes and the risk of heart disease from the diabetes. Getting that diabetes kind of under control for the, you know, the one that you can kind of work on lifestyle wise, kind of touch on that a little bit.
Yeah. You know, diabetes is one of those things that I think as an individual, you'd have to work on. You know, the food that you're eating definitely contributes to better glycemic control. So your blood sugars being at least at a level that, you know, reduces your risk. So individuals, you know, would benefit, the people with diabetes would benefit from talking to a nutritionist or, you know, primary care doctors or cardiologists. And we do have tools to talk about, you know, what certain foods to cut down on. And then again, the importance of weight loss and exercise. The better, you know, if you lose weight, you have a better chances of having your diabetes well controlled. And then obviously some people, you know, we can't just do lifestyle changes. We also have to add medications to that. So if we end up adding medications, it's really important to take those medications because they do help in improving your diabetic control.
And I know, Doctor, we've talked before, of course, if someone, first they go and speak with their primary, correct, their primary care physician. But if they have questions, they can reach out, can't they?
Yes. You know, in general, primary care doctors do a great job at answering questions. But we are available. Again, we are at 1633 Medical Center Point in Colorado Springs. So if your insurance permits, we can always see you. And we can always talk about, you know, especially for those people who have a family history of premature coronary disease. So meaning that, you know, my grandfather or my father had a heart attack in his 30s and his 40s. That probably has a, you know, a genetic component probably carries a greater burden for that patient. So we can always see patients and discuss their heart health.
Absolutely. Okay, doctor, thank you so much. And actually, you're going to join us on The Extra on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. as we continue to talk about Heart Health Month for February. Dr. Kundai Tanganyika, thank you so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. 642 now, KRDO News Radio.